Hi, I'm Sophia Sheehan of Barring Tape. I'm here today with the legendary French director Jean-Pierre Jeunet, one of the best movies of the 21st century, Amélie, which is coming back in theaters this Valentine's Day. So thanks for coming on Barring Tape.
Thank you.
All right, so you've mentioned how much Amélie is inspired by personal anecdotes and stories. How does it feel to make such a personal movie that becomes the image of an entire city for so many outsiders?
It's a perfect dream for every creator, I will say, because you make something very personal, and you expect probably, I think it was 1 million admission, and to get back the money, and we made 33 million admission, and it was a kind of dream. Little by little, it became a dream. And sometimes it goes over the success of a film. For example, we had the screening at l'Élysée, the French government, with Jacques Chirac, the president. He was beside me, and it was just amazing. It's getting something more than a film, you know. And it was a big satisfaction because Delicatessen, The City of Lost Children, were big success, but not so much. And I never could imagine a success like this, and it happened. So this is a perfect dream.
Amélie is about isolation, loneliness. Why is that such a big theme in all of your films, and what others are important to you?
I don't know. Maybe I love loneliness. I am a bear. I hate parties. I hate people. I hate you. I hate everyone. No, I love to live in my hill in Provence with my wife, my dogs, and my cats. And I am not a Parisian. I hate parties. I hate to honor. I hate to receive medals and this kind of stuff, awards and blah blah. I hate that. I am a bear, you know, really. I share my time between Paris, Montmartre, to see some people, and the hill in Provence. And this is a very good way to work. And my favorite place is my workshop in Provence. And I love to build to something, to make something with my hand. Auguste Renoir, the painter, was used to say, every job, don't use the hand, is not, it's suspect, is not right. I love this line. And you can see my work on my site if you want some. I also some kind of statue, African statues made with stuff found in the nature, and I made an animation short film with that. Two escargots s'en vont, two snakes are living. And also I made another short film with Amélie. Do you know that, la véritable histoire d'Amélie, the true story of Amélie? Have you seen that?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's just for the pleasure to make, you know. This is my pleasure with the human being, and I appreciate the people able to make something, not only art. I am a big fan about the National Geographic, a mega structure, people able to build some bridges, some tunnels, some big stuff, you know. I am a big admirer of the faculty to build, to make.
Right. And your latest film, Big Bug, which premiered on Netflix, was about the way technology stops human interaction. How do you think Amélie Poulain would do in this modern world of cell phones inside all the time?
Yeah, you know, she has a telephone, but it's hidden under a coffin or something. Yeah, I don't imagine Amelie with a computer, with CGI, with no social network, not at all. But it's a strange mix because I love technology. All my films are made with new technology. We were the first with Delicatessen to make some special effect in video, not digital at this time, in video. We're mixing The City of Lost Children in digital for the first time. We make the color grading for Amélie in digital. We were the first on the world. And every time it's TSP that shot in a real 3D, it was very complicated. I love that. But on the other hand, I appreciate the vintage world in terms of graphics, the production design, the costume design. But there is nothing to see. It's not because you love vintage, you live in the past. Absolutely not. And to recreate the vintage aspect, I use a new technology. I love both. I am a big fan about my iPhone, but I hate social network. That's it. You know, there are two things I don't touch: motorbikes, too dangerous. I lost so many friends. Drugs, social network, and video games. Because video games, I had the very first one. I couldn't live during 1 month, and after that, I put it on the table. I said, "Finished. No, never again."
Well, that is good advice to live by. You filmed On Location in Paris. You talked about the new technology for Amélie. How difficult was it to film Amélie's vision of Paris and not the real Paris?
Yeah, which was we modified the Paris, because at this time it was full, the sidewalk were full of dog shit, and we changed the poster on the street. We got rid of the car, the parked car, a little bit like with the photo from the 50s. It was the streets were empty at this time, and I modified the streets. Some critics reproach me that they say this is not the real life. Of course, it's not the real life. I spend a lot of time to make some effort to modify the real life. I hate the real life. And because I believe about imagination, I feel like a painter. Probably because I am coming from an animation, I feel like a painter. And a painter modifies the reality. Yeah. I think an artist has to have a vision, a special vision of the life. It's better for me. The French cinema is often only realistic stories. As a spectator, I appreciate, for example, I love the English director Mike Leigh or Mike Figgis, or, you know, the director or Kenneth Loach. They do some beautiful realistic story, but as a director, I couldn't make that. I need some fantasy and imagination.
Yeah, speaking of your influences, the film is also obviously inspired by Nouvelle Vague, Marcel Carné. What is it about their work that inspires you? And are there any new directors that you enjoy watching?
Yeah, Nouvelle Vague, not at all. It's because you say that because there is a small part of François Truffaut, Jules Lejeune. But I hate Nouvelle Vague because I love so much the cinema from the 50s, 40s. Marcel Carné was, we spell that realisme poétique, poétique réalisme. It was true story, but with a distance, with the dialogues, with the quality of the picture, with the music, with the it was poetic, and this is exactly what I try to do. And the actors as well, they had some interesting faces at this time, character actors, and I love that. I try to stay in the same way today.
You've also previously stated about Paris. You couldn't film a sequel in Paris today because of the construction and all
Yes,
the clutter. Is there any other city or country do you think that is pretty enough for Amélie?
for the most beautiful city on earth for me are Venice, Amsterdam, San Francisco, and that's it. They are the most beautiful city on earth. Yeah. Paris, no, yes, too much construction site, especially with the Olympic Games arriving, and now it's so dangerous to walk in Paris. Don't come in Paris. So dangerous. Even if you walk with the how you say scooter, trottinette, you know what I mean? Bikes everywhere, and deliver for food, and that's it. So I hate Paris now. Like everyone during the Olympic Games, everybody wants to leave Paris.
Unfortunately, it's not as picturesque anymore. Now, originally, you wanted to cast Emily Watson as
Yes.
Amélie. When you met Audrey Tautou, did your idea of the movie change a lot, or not as much?
Yes. With Emily Watson, it would have been more Birgit Jones, probably. On all, we say that on all women. All we say VFE in French, it means someone alone at 40, 45, looking for love, you know. And it would have been great because I love Emily Watson. I know it would have been great, but she left for personal reason. And when I met Audrey Tautou, I saw only two actresses. She was the second one. And immediately, you can see that on the bonus of the DVD. When I saw her, immediately I said, "Where do you come from? Are you on ET?" I knew I had my Amélie. And for somewhere it was fresher. Is it correct? Some more fresh because she was younger, and she brought something amazing. And same thing for the musician, and for the DP and the Paris. And sometimes the stars are in line. You know what I mean? And or it's like when you cross a city and every light are in green. It was the story of Amélie. It was a big luck. It's once in a lifetime, unfortunately. But we had this luck. Same thing, Michel Hazanavicius had the same luck with the artist. Everything was in green, you know what I mean? Sometimes it happens.
And last question, why do you think Amélie still resonates more than 20 years later?
Because, first of all, it's timeless. The look, more or less, is timeless. And also because it speaks about something strong. It's a story of a girl helping other people, but she doesn't want anything in return. She does that for free. Of course, she will win love at the end. But it's a strong idea. And I think human beings are the worst piece of shit on earth. But everyone has something good. And when you speak about that, it's touching for everyone. It's not easy to speak about that without to be too much sugary. You know what I mean? I think I avoid that with family. Not for everyone. Of course, some people think, oh, it's too much sugary. I prefer cynical things, of course.